Hello, dear podcast listeners. It's Angel.
I'm Kun
from a Sunny Monster. This week, we invited Wilma to talk about the current lockdown and vaccine mandate in Austria.
Wilma, can you tell us a bit about yourself, your name, age, where you're from, and where you're studying now?
Yeah, my name is Wilma. I am from Austria and 16 years old, and right now I'm studying in UWC Mostar, Bosnia Herzegovina.
So, can you tell us a bit about the new regulations that have been introduced by the Austrian government recently?
Yeah, Austria is in a lockdown again, in a full lockdown, so people stay at home if it's possible for work. I mean, if you have to work outside, you can go, and schools are allowed to be opened, which is a difference to the previous lockdowns, but apart from that, you're not allowed to leave the house. And also the government wants to implement a mandatory vaccination from February 2022.
So, are there any like concrete plans on how they want to impose that vaccination mandate? Like, is it going to be fines? Is it going to be like?
Or if you don't get vaccination, you will probably get some like sanctions and like that.
No, basically it's mandatory to get vaccinated. It's like a rule, and if you don't, you have to pay a lot of money. It's still in discussion how much it would be, but yeah.
Yeah, so what is the current COVID situation in Austria like? Is a lot of, like, around how many people already get vaccinated?
I think it's about 2/3 of the people, which is comparatively a quite high rate, but still not enough to be the only counteraction to COVID. So
yeah.
If there are no other restrictions, the numbers are still very high.
So is there any like clear reason why the vaccination rate is so low compared to other countries or like neighboring countries, or?
There are quite a lot of people in Austria who don't want to get vaccinated and are very critical about it. Is the problem because in the beginning the people were getting vaccinated very fast because the people who wanted to just used the opportunity, and now there are only the people left who really don't want to. That's why it doesn't get
so
more.
Is there a clear reason why they don't want to like get vaccinated? Is it that they don't trust the vaccine or they don't trust the government?
Many people don't trust the vaccine, many people don't trust the government, many people just want to protest for their rights of freedom and their own decision making about their body, and many people don't feel the necessity and don't understand why the vaccine is so important.
Yeah, because I saw in a lot of countries like Netherlands and Belgium, a lot of people are actually going to the street to like do the violent protest against the vaccination. So are people doing the same thing in Austria or?
Yes. So right now, because vaccination is going to be mandatory, people are protesting, and also a little bit of violence is coming up, which is not very usual in Austria, so it's quite concerning. And also the demonstrations against the vaccines are also used for right radicals to rise with them.
I wonder, so those like who go on the street to protest, are they all like people who are against vaccinations, or some people they are actually vaccinated but they think this kind of like mandatory rule against their freedom and rights?
I think there are also some of those people who personally get vaccinated but are not agreeing with a mandatory vaccination. But I think really many people really don't want to get vaccinated themselves.
So what's like the public opinion, because the people that are protesting, of course, are very loud, they're very vocal about their opinion. Is that like a small percentage of the population, or is there like a silent majority that does agree with the measures imposed, or?
I am not sure about the percentage like in data, in facts, but I'm surrounded by two types of people, the people who would cancel you for not being vaccinated and the people who would cancel you for being vaccinated. And in my surroundings, both is very present. But I mean, there are a lot of people that already got vaccinated, so.
Does it seem like 50-50 to you, or is it?
In my personal surroundings, not like almost, but I think still the majority of people is agreeing with the vaccinations, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then the vaccination mandate in February, there's also like people that, for example, can't get vaccinated because of medical reasons. Will they be like exempt from the measures?
Yes.
Yeah. I think previously, I'm not sure, like I read it on news, but It's been said like the Austrian government already tried to like conduct this kind of lockdown for people that are not, only for people that are not vaccinated. How did it go? Like it didn't work at all, or?
I think it was very hard I think it was very hard to prove if a person is like legally on the street or not. So people would just like, it's very hard to control the restrictions.
Yeah.
And it was only 1 week. And after this 1 week, everyone got in the lockdown, so...
So yeah, it's pretty, like, unrealistic if you're doing that.
Yeah,
okay.
Because how's the current lockdown being regulated? Like, are police on the street checking people?
I would not say police is on the street to check individuals that much, but in trains, for example, in public transport, you can get asked, like, why are you here? And also in... They check restaurants and... No. Never mind, the restaurants were before the lockdown, now they're all closed.
Yeah.
So.
But not, okay, all closed, I see.
They,
yeah, so, but how's the government's, like, stance on pandemic all the time? Like, before, since the breakout of COVID-19, are they all, like, restrictive like this? Or they have to react to, like, this wave of pandemic especially?
I think they were quite active in the beginning when it just came up as a new thing. And the restrictions were quite strict in the beginning. Then people got used to it, and also the government probably kind of got used to it, and it was more a normality. And then restrictions were not so important anymore, and the government was too inactive in the last months, as we see now, because the numbers are too high, the hospitals are completely overwhelmed, and there is no capacity anymore for people to get treatment or operations that is not even about COVID, just...
Oh, okay. That's pretty bad. But how is it going in the Netherlands? Because I saw the violent protests thing.
True, the Netherlands has also been introducing some new legislation. So while you previously needed to be either tested negative, vaccinated, or had COVID before to go into like restaurants, and other places like that, like go to the cinema, stuff like that. They're now trying to take that down to what they call a 2G policy, which is where you can't get in anymore if you're tested negative, but only if you're vaccinated or previously recovered from COVID. And that definitely brought some angry people to the street, which has some very violent riots, especially in Rotterdam, which is like one of our biggest cities. Question is whether those people were actually rioting because they were angry about the COVID measures or because they were just in the mood for a good riot, for a good fight. Especially also like in Mouthtown, there were just some stores that just got completely demolished by violent protesters, and it's definitely been denounced by people that they're just saying this was just some teenagers who were bored, who can't go out to clubs anymore, and they were just looking to have some fun on their free nights. And let's hope that it's that case and not actually people who are that bad against vaccine, because then we're gonna have an interesting few weeks.
Yeah.
I think it's both in Austria. If it comes to those things, I think there are really people who are actually against it, and people who are just, as you said, maybe in the mood.
Yeah.
Using the chance to do something else, I guess.
Using their opportunity.
Yeah, I guess it's all about this episode. Thanks for listening, and thank you for sharing your experience in Austria.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for your interest.